Danas je u studiju gost pesnikinja iz Melburna Sanja Kačar i njen prijatelj Peter Raso. Dobar dan, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Dobar dan, Biljana.
Sanja, da počnemo ovako na srpskom ovaj intervju i da nam kažeš šta je povod za gostovanje danas.
Pa da vam kažem, ova godina je zaista prepuna događanja i ovako jedan događaj iza drugoga. Ono što me posebno raduje je da mogu da dovedem ljude na ovaj program, da podelimo ova sva događanja koja slede. Imaćemo 13. jula u 7 sati uveče veče poezije, muzike i umetnosti. Zato smo tu danas za ovaj razgovor.
A da kažemo nešto više onda o programu te večeri. Pa, evo, i ko će učestvovati?
Evo ovako, Pite je pratio moj prošli događaj na Smith Street kad sam imala ovu zadnju izložbu u aprilu i veoma sam se oduševila njegovim radom. Upoznala sam ga prošle godine ili početkom ove godine, čak ne sjećam se, sasvim slučajno, i oduševila sam se onim što sam čula. Jednostavno kad je uzeo gitaru u ruke, znala sam da je to osoba koja treba i u kojoj se ja vidim da prati moj rad. Zajedno nekako se nas potpuno videla kao jedno u tom umetničkom smislu i veoma mi je drago da je Pita u mogućnosti da bude i deo ovoga događaja. I također imaću Anastaziju. Anastazija nije danas u mogućnosti da dođe ovdje u studio. Pita će vam malo kasnije reći par reći o sebi, a ja bih samo htjela kratko da predstavim Anastaziju ako mogu.
Anastazija Berešnjikova.
Jeste, Anastaziju Berešnjikovu smo imali prošle godine u oktobru na mojoj promociji četvrte knjige u Brunswicku. Mm-hmm. I također sam ostvarila jedno lepo umetničko iskustvo s njom i želim naravno da imam i na svojim daljim projektima. Pa bih samo htjela kratko da kažem o Anastaziji.
Naravno, naravno.
Znači, Anastazija Berešnjikova je završila na Viktorijanskom koleđu za umetnost i ima bachelor iz muzike i uglavnom u jazz improvizaciji. Također je prisustvovala na događajima i ovdje u Australiji i u drugim zemljama. Jedan od istaknutih za nju je Melbourne Town Hall i također je bila u Ruskoj ambasadi u Berlinu kao umetnik. Trenutno radi na svojoj originalnoj kompoziciji koju planira da stavi u javnost u februaru 2018. Mm-hmm. godine. Eto tako to mi je rekla o sebi i to ja želim da podelim sa publikom koja će biti u mogućnosti naravno da je vidi kao umetnika na događaju 13. Mm-hmm.
I šta će sve biti, kako će se program odvijati te večeri?
Pa znate šta, ne možemo mi sad tu previše doneti novi stvari osim umetnosti, mm-hmm. muzike i slikarstva, što mislim onako da su dve, tri lepe stvari zajedno. Međutim, ono što se dešava stalno je proširuje se krug te publike koja se pomera, uh-huh. i ljudi koji dolaze, znači, iz razno raznih umetničkih krugova, recimo, i iz razno raznih kultura. Tako da svaki put je novo iskustvo čitav taj događaj. Tako da za ljude koji su propustili Smith Street događaj, eto, ovo je mogućnost da ponovo vide moje slike i da, kažem, eto, uživaju u muzici Pite i Anastazije.
Mm-hmm. Koja je to adresa i da kažemo malo o prostoru u kome će se dešavati?
To je jedan lep bar. Ovo je prvi put ikada da se ja odlučujem da imam događaj u ovako jednom opuštenom okruženju, to tako, mm-hmm. da kažem. Mnogo mi se dopao taj bar jedno vrijeme već duže, međutim tek sam se nedavno usudila da odem tamo i da pitam da li postoji mogućnost, jer vidim da se tamo dešavaju razni umetnički događaji. I bila sam prijatno iznenađena kad je gospodin rekao može, nema problema. Tako da eto nas sad u pripremama.
I to je, da kažemo, 268 Carlisle Street.
To je 268 preko puta Balaklava stanice. Aha. Za ljude kojima je možda lakše da dođu prevozom. Uh-huh. Također ima pozadi parking ako odluče da dođu autom.
Hvala Sanja, znači evo sad ćemo da malo porazgovaramo i sa Peterom. Peter, welcome to SBS Radio Serbian.
Thank you very much.
You are Italian.
Sicilian.
Sicilian. Okay. Is there a difference? What is it, the difference?
Well, we come from the islands, mm-hmm. they call the Isole Eolie, the Aeolian Islands, between Sicily and the mainland of Italy. Mm-hmm. And there are seven Aeolian Islands. And they call Australia the eighth Aeolian Island because there are so many that came from
that particular
part of Sicily to here.
But you have been born in Australia?
Yes, my mother's side came here in the 1920s and my father's side came here in the 1890s.
Mm.
So we're almost naturalized.
Fantastic. So how you met Sanya? Can you tell us a story?
Yes, I was playing a few brackets of songs in Johnson Street in Fitzroy, and there was an Irish poet who had come out to Australia by the name of James Pernham, and the Australian poet who brought him out here is a well-known Australian poet called Kevin Brophy,
mm-hmm.
and he asked me to play some music to accompany, well, to mix it up a little bit. So we had a little bit of poetry, a little bit of music, and I met Sanya after that, and a lot of our themes seemed to be in common. We had a lot of similar feelings about certain things, about life and so forth. And so I've been writing songs since I was in primary school. I'm a little bit out of primary school now. So, and most of my performance was done when I was at university last century, which doesn't seem that long ago. But I've always written songs in my work. I believe a lot of the themes of the songs, you know, to do with immigration and life and family, often come from the experiences I have with other people in my professional job.
Mm. You are playing guitar as well, and do you compose as well?
I do. I compose all my own songs, and I've been writing poetry and songs, as I say, since I was in primary school.
Mm.
And it's good to have a creative outlet like that, because we're all subject to the problems and things that happen, and when there's less time ahead and more time behind, we think about other things other than work, and we, you know, talk basically about survival and how to get through in this busy life that we have.
You have mentioned the work. I know you're a barrister, yeah?
A solicitor, yes.
A solicitor. Yes. So that's a stressful work, isn't it? So music helps, I suppose.
It does. It's a very. I have a guitar in the corner of my office, and so I'll pick up the guitar now and again at the end of a stressful interview, and I find it helps to ease the stress a little bit.
So what are you going to play at this, how do we call it, a night of poetry?
Well, a lot of the music and the themes in my songs are to do with loneliness and alienation. There's a particular song that I wrote after I saw an article in The Age. This is going back about 10 years or so, and they referred to the refugees as gypsies of war.
Mm.
And I thought sometimes words like refugee, you hear them all the time and it loses its effect because you hear the same word. But gypsy of war, I thought, really identified and gave it sort of a wider meaning. And it was an article about people who'd sewn their lips together on Manus Island or one of those islands. And that's one song that I'm going to do. There are other songs. A lot of my songs are influenced by... I'm very interested in comparative religion, Islam, Judaism and Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one particular song that I wrote that's based on the book of Ecclesiastes in the Old Testament. And that talks about... they say nothing is new under the sun. What will be, what has been done, and nothing is new under the sun. And the song is actually named after that line from... There's a lot of wisdom in the Bible. A lot of people, you know, don't realise the beauty of the wisdom and the knowledge and the poetry in the Bible, even if you're not a believer.
It's a philosophy, isn't it?
Very much so, yes. Mm.
Yeah, so that's why it's very important actually to be familiar with the books, like holy books, let's say, not just Bible, but any holy book is a philosophy in a way, isn't it?
Very much so. And where I work in Brunswick, I'm dealing with lots of people from different backgrounds. And there's one particular quotation that I often use with my Muslim clients. It's from the Quran. And it says, talks about trust. And it says, trust in Allah, but tie up your camel, which means you can trust in God that things will go right, but it doesn't mean you don't take the usual precautions or being careful.
Yeah.
In other words, blind faith
is
not necessarily the way to go. You also have to be sensible as well. So there's a lot of wisdom, and I find I've read the Quran and I've done courses on Islam. In fact, the course that I did was taught to me by Walid Ali's wife.
Okay.
So, you learn so much from those books of wisdom.
Absolutely. So you're going to apply some of this wisdom during the 13th of July, isn't it?
Yes.
A night of poetry.
That's right. Yes.
And Sanja, what is the poetry that you are going to read?
Pa kao što pita kaže, ja sam isto dosta, eto da kažem, tematski opterećena emigracijom sve ove godine, međutim ja ne mogu zaista da predvidim niti današnji tok razgovora, niti ja sam mojim umetnicima dala otvorene ruke, eto da tako kažem, da izraze ono što je deo njihove umetnosti, tako da će se deo možda poklopiti sa mojom umetnošću, a deo neće, što je ideja u stvari, da se to podrži, raznovrsnost razmišljanja na svaki mogući način. Tako da sam ja, mi ne stižemo da probamo ništa, tako da sam ja zainteresovana šta ću da čujem na večeri poezije, na toj večeri. Jel?
Da. Također, pominjala si pesmu koju bi želala da pročitaš?
Ono čime sam htjela danas da naglasim ovaj program sa moje strane, kad sam upoznala Pitu pre par meseci, podsjetilo me to kako postoji ta mi hodamo kroz život i postoji ti neki ljudi koji su toliko srodni s nama, a da ih i ne poznajemo. I onda se samo sretnemo s njima i tako se osjećamo kao ruka i rukavica. Međutim, htjela sam također da kažem o važnosti prijateljstava u životu. I da kažem da imam potrebu da pričam o jednoj veoma posebnoj osobi u mome životu, jer sve ovo što radim i kao umetnik i kao čovjek želim da onako nekako pročistim sebe, da pročistim te ljudske odnose, da držim te neke posebne prijateljstva u svom životu. Želim da spomenem jednu osobu koja se zove Rajko Kuzmanović i moram da kažem da ja ne bi bila ovo što jesam sad, da nije bilo Rajkove podrške svih ovih 18 godina u mom životu u Australiji. Znači, jedan zaista, zaista poseban prijatelj koji nikada nije za 18 godina meni pitao da mu uradim ni jednu jedinu stvar. A dobila sam nazad svu podršku ovog sveta za ovih 18 godina. I zaista, eto, to je moj način da se zahvalim i u isto vrijeme da njemu i u isto vrijeme da povežem, jer ljudi kažu otkuda se to da se ja bavim slikanjem. Međutim, ova pesma koju ću vam pročitati upravo govori to da sam se ja bavila slikanjem u mojim poeziji. Pročitat ću vam pesmu iz moje druge knjige, što znači nekih 7-8 godina unazad, što će pokazati da u stvari slika postoji u moje poeziji mnogo ranije, da je sad samo postala neka materijalna forma zvanična. Znači, pesma se zove Hirovit potez Gista. Posvećena je Rajku Kuzmanoviću, najudanijem prijatelju na južnoj hemisferi. Jedne godine zagrlili me okeani, promenila se oko mene boja lista, naslikao me neko drugačiju svojim hirovitim potezom kista. Nisam birala boje, nisam znala da li će slikar koristiti sivu, crnu ili zlatnu. Kada se moje lice pojavi, da li ću to biti ta ista ja na tom novom platnu? Slikar nije voleo zlatnu, odlučio je da mu dominira siva. I bez njegove mašte moja slika je ipak živa. I bez njegovog talenta za boju, svojom voljom preko njegovog platna, ja sam uspela da slika, zahvaljujući tvojoj podršci, moj divni prijatelju, ostane ipak ne samo u boji, nego čak i zlatna.
Hvala, Sanja. Peter, I know you haven't understood a word. You said your Serbian is rusty.
I'm happy to read it in English if needed.
No, I just want to ask, Peter, have you had the chance to read the English version of this poem?
I have. When we had the evening in the Collingwood Gallery at the launch of Sanya's artwork, I read a number of the poems in English. And a lot of the sometimes things can be lost in translation a little bit, but particularly the poem about the airport is one that had a special effect, and the English speakers in the audience understood that well. A lot of these themes and the sentiments that Sanya writes about a universal, and I think that's the important thing in these difficult times of language tests and so forth.
That's right.
That all of my relatives, I'm sure, would have failed had they have been tested when they came out here in the 1920s. It's understanding and looking at the common things that are common to all of us.
Mm. This particular poem is talking about the friendship.
The friendship, yeah.
Could you feel that?
Yes. Sanya, the way Sanya reads, even if you don't understand the words, the sentiment comes through.
Yeah, that's right. Which is the most important thing, isn't
Absolutely.
It? And that's why poetry is universal branch of the art.
Well, I must say that at the event on Smith Street, actually, I read about 2-3 poems in Serbian to English audience, and they like it because Peter read after in English, you know, and they actually like, even though they couldn't understand, because that's exactly what Peter was saying. They followed my face and my response to it, and but I just must also tell you something very funny, I find funny. Just a few days ago, I went to an event, was opening night for, it's called Winter Salon, again on Smith Street, and I had 3 of my paintings that I didn't manage to tell Peter yet about this yet. And I was really surprised because somebody called Matthew, I never met Matthew in my life, said that one of my paintings, he actually thought it was Picasso's painting, Weeping Woman.
Oh, wow.
And I was lost for words because I don't follow Picasso's work yet. What I find very, very confusing, and I just have no idea what is going on, just non-stop since I started, people compare me to Picasso. So I said, I went to internet to see the painting. And I said to my very good friend, I said, no wonder I cried so much in this country, no wonder I achieved standard of Weeping Woman.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. But it was just so funny, and it was just way how people respond. And you know, just day before, I was on the train inviting somebody for the event, and not knowing that I was talking to a Jewish person, actually, till the very end. And he asked me, where do you see your art? And I said, I don't know, you tell me, because I really don't know how to describe what I do in my painting. And he said, well, I see this as Picasso.
That's a huge compliment.
I'm lost for words. I'm really lost. But Picasso died on my birthday. I think that's the only...
that's the connection, isn't
that's
it?
That's the only connection, yeah.
Okay.
We have, but anyway, but it just is amazing. What I want to say is this new interaction with people. And art, painting is very different again than poetry. And while poetry is asking for serious side of me somehow, with painting, I feel like a little girl. I feel very, very different. So, yeah, I don't know what will happen, you know, all this together. But it's a lot of fun at the moment. Yeah.
I suppose music is the same. It's a universal language, isn't it, to everyone?
Very much so. And it's interesting, as you go on a little bit, whether you're an artist or a poet or a songwriter, sometimes you don't know where that inspiration comes from.
Mm.
I was speaking about art and music. There was a period in the mid-70s when Bob Dylan couldn't write anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And Joni Mitchell, who's another very well-known singer, who actually was originally an artist and then became a singer, she said to him, "You should do a painting course." And he did this painting course. And they say, the psychologists say, there's something about the left brain and the right brain being connected by the hand on the page. He did this painting course, and after that he wrote what I think is probably one of his best albums. And he wrote in a very different way, with time and space that were very different from the way he'd written before. So there certainly is a connection between, you know, a painting or drawing and music. I definitely think so.
You do sing as well.
I do, yes.
Yeah. In English or Italian?
My Italian and my Sicilian is very, very poor.
Okay.
So my understanding is okay, but I write in English, and English literature was one of my main interests. I read very, very widely, from the ancient books, you know, to the current ones, and things like Homer's Odyssey, for example, that a lot of singer-songwriters have been influenced by that, probably the oldest original book written in ancient Greek. So, well, I think the singing and the poetry, though a song lyric is different from a poem, but if you listen to someone like Leonard Cohen, that's almost true poetry set to music, but you have to be very special to be able to do that well.
Yeah.
I must say that Peter has voice like velvet. You have to hear it, honestly.
Yeah. Beautiful. Also, do you follow world music?
I do. I'm interested in Spanish music. Mm-hmm. I've got a son who's in Madrid at the moment. He's been there for about a year or so. I've always been interested in flamenco music. When I first started playing back in the 70s, the fellow who I used to play with was a flamenco guitarist.
Mm-hmm.
So I always had an affinity with that. And there's a real connection between flamenco music and the Arabic, I think because Spain was sort of the blending of the three cultures, you know, Moorish or Muslim, Jewish and Christian. There's a lot of that, I don't know what the word is, cross-pollination or combination of those. I'm very interested in, there's a group from Mali called Tinaruen. I'm not sure whether I've got the name of that right. And there's a, when we're in Portugal, there's a type of singing called, just can't think of the name of it. There's a special type of song that they sing, that's a national type of singing. And that, when I was in Spain recently, that interested me. But I've always been interested in, well, French music I enjoy.
What about Serbian music?
I don't know much Serbian music, but I'm sure I will.
Bregović, have you heard of him?
No, I haven't.
I'm going to introduce Bregović today to Peter as soon as we leave the studio.
Well, is he the Serbian Bob
he
Dylan?
He is very good. He is very
well,
good.
I wouldn't say Bob Dylan, but rock star,
sure.
Yeah. The oldest rock star,
he was here just across the road in our centre last year, I think, was concert. Remarkable concert.
Well, he did music for Kusturica's movie Underground. If you had the chance to see this movie, that's Goran Bregović.
Yes.
And for a few French movies as well. He's huge as a movie composer, actually, at the moment.
Mm.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm sure Sanja can give you a few tips.
Absolutely.
and a crash course on
Serbian
music.
Crash course, yes, absolutely.
You wouldn't be disappointed, I'm sure.
Yeah, no, very interested in world music, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, thank you very much for coming today to talk to me. Thank you, Peter, very much.
Thank you so much.
And I'm sure you will have a great time on 13th of July next week.
We will. I hope to see you there.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I Sanja, hvala mnogo. Još jednom samo da kažemo, znači, datum, mesto i vreme.
Je, hvala Biljana, još jednom i vama. Znači, broj je 268 u Karla Street u Balaklavi, Poz Bar se zove. I znači u 7 sati ulaz je slobodan i ja zaista očekujem da ćemo imati onako jedno lepo ležerno veče. Tako da zahvaljujem vam se na ove mogućnosti da nas imate u programu i da možemo da proširimo dalje ovo što radimo.
Naravno. To je 13. juli, koji je to dan?
To je četvrtak.
Četvrtak
uveče. Malo jeste, malo jeste ovako...
Predposlednji dan u sedmici.
Da. Obično, ovo je prvi put da radim u toku nedelje događaje, međutim sve nešto prvi put, pa samim tim je mogućnost, ali imala sam mogućnost vikenda, ali nekako ipak je ovo večernje događaje. U toku dana mi nešto nije bilo onako da ljudi dođu na market pa da donesu onako prase preko ramena na poeziju, veće poezije. Nije mi se uklapao.
Ne ide jedno s drugim.
Ne. Tako.
Dobro. Hvala mnogo na vremenu koje ste odvojili.
Hvala Biljana i vama. Hvala.